everybody. It's the Spy vs. Spy podcast.
Oh, fucking A.
Hiatus.
Hey. Stupid. No. Sorry.
Shit. Episode 161 for the 12th of September 2007.
Anderson Cooper, 161.
What?
Something. Isn't that a rum? No, it's 151 in it.
Rum.
Ever had that shit?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Rum.
Yeah. You float that as a slick on top of a zombie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Zombie's got several
that's,
types of rum.
That's why I ever even heard of that rum.
Oh, well, there you go. That's the kind that you light on fire.
Ah. Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
You know, I was reading, recently I read All the Aquid, you know?
Mm-hmm. You were reading about it or you were reading it?
I read all of it. Okay. I read over the past week and a half or whatever.
Sweet.
And one of the characters, had some sort of dilemma because he always gets a big soup and he eats it when it's all hot. And, Cornelius Baer, I guess, told me shouldn't do it because you know how fast organ meats cook when you're like cooking organ meats,
right,
you know?
Right.
That shit will frizzle up quick. So you eat a soup that's too hot, you're really cooking your guts. No. And that's kind of freaked me out a little bit about like swallowing hot food. Like, fuck yeah, my guts could fucking cook pretty quick.
Well, just your throat probably.
Yeah, you think it would dissipate by then?
Yeah, I think by the time it gets to your stomach, it's started to naturalize itself.
Mm.
And also, when is the last time anyone tried to cook stomach lining?
It's true.
It's different stuff than just a kidney. So
you're saying that I could swig a coffee cup of hot oil right out of the fryer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't
be pleasant.
I don't think it would.
I don't think you would start to cook yourself. You might die.
You think I'd have oil related issues before I had heat related?
Yeah, maybe.
Man.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you had a hot topic burning your wing wang up here, but
maybe. But go for it. This is an open forum.
Yeah, in addition to drinking the hot oil there, I was out at Buca di Beppo last night with my family.
Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, that is a janitorial supply store.
Yep. We were buying some sawdust. We had a lot of barf to sop.
I was thinking about just eating some of that stuff. If you feel sick, just eat some sawdust.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. That probably would chill you out a little bit.
Well, when you're poisoned, they feed you charcoal.
That's right, they do.
Mm-hmm. So,
man, you gotta pick it out.
In theory.
Hmm. Does charcoal clean up poison?
I guess so.
Like, if you were in school and you spilled some poison on the floor, would the janitor throw charcoal on it?
Probably.
Are there, like, common household antidotes to all spills?
That's why, if you notice, think back. This is a back-to-school update. Get ready to go back to school. Yep. If you recall, the science lab is always right next door to the art department. For that reason.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I still have some charcoal from high school art class.
I have some from when I was in college. Yeah. Waiting for it to regenerate.
I think if you spill milk, I think you're supposed to just sprinkle cornstarch on top, so you can just pick it up as one piece.
Put enough there, and you just get like a little pancake.
One rubbery sheet. Yep. Yeah.
But you have to touch it really fast. You have to like keep grabbing it really quickly so that you can hold on to it. Otherwise, it just oozes away from you.
I think that's how they invented pizza tossing. Was the first time they had to pick up a milk spill.
That's right. If you hold on to the pizza, it will just sog on you.
Yep. Punch right through, start crawling
motion,
up your arm.
Perpetual motion. So I booked a plane ride.
The moral of the story was that I drank the lemon a butter poison oil spicy from.
Oh wait, yes, where you went to. You didn't even get to finish what you went for dinner. To
well, that's some other story.
Italian.
I had some sausage and some chicken with some capers and prosciutto.
It came with a finger bowl that you drank.
Well, no, there was this plate of green beans and like green beans that were swimming in this like super lemony, buttery, peppery thingamajig. Okay.
Yeah.
So me and my brother were taking sips of that with stir straws between bites of cake because like super salty, buttery, lemony, like
yeah.
fucking
yeah, that's the opposite sour of cake.
Ass.
It's the opposite of cake. It's salt, but, salt and sour.
Oh yeah. And then right to it was like white pound cake with buttercream frosting. So nice. It was like fucking super fast back and forth across the taste spectrum. And my tongue got a little tired.
It's like when you get out of the hot tub and go into the swimming pool. It feels so cold, even though it isn't.
Yes.
But it's refreshing.
But then you can get mixed up. You can get confused there.
I guess.
Not that that shit ever tasted sweet. That lemon with the... No. I'm just saying. But yes, go on.
What else did you eat? This is extended food and...
Oh, I had spicy Italian sausage and some Camerinarby. Is that a meal? Stuffed Camerinarby.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Had little bites of whatever fell out of my grandma's mouth. All in all, a good time.
You ate her dentures?
Yeah. My grandma does spit her teeth all the time.
Nice.
That's
just for a gag.
Favorite jokes. Yeah, oh yeah.
Just for something to do.
Yeah, or she'll like
use the kids.
Stick them halfway out and kind of rattle them at you. You know, like... That's pretty cool. I'd do it.
What do your kids?
Oh, but yeah, I was wearing my new pants. Heather bought me these new jeans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Got and my jeans
and
don't
lemon
fit.
Oil all over them?
No, I didn't spill anything on them. But
okay.
My jeans don't fit until I wear them for 2 weeks straight. You know.
Yeah.
That's when they acclimate.
And then when you get to that point,
so
you have to keep them like that forever.
Well, no, then I can finally wash them.
But you can only wash them enough to keep them at that stage of dirtiness.
Yeah, you can't go watch 3 minutes and then
you just
throw them in the yard.
Take a hammer to them and sort of pound it out a little bit, get rid of the, you know, crust a little bit. Spray some Febreze on it.
I stomp potting soil into them. I figured that dirt will protect the pants from my actual body soilage.
Yeah.
Yuck.
It's like a pants exoskeleton.
The thing eat, you said to grandma. Warners.
Kids?
Oh, yeah, the new pants. So that kind of suck, because it's like, you know, the big family-style Italian food smorgasbording, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you know, painted, these pants were painted on with a jagged brush, you know what I'm saying? And I wear this, like, fucking ridiculous spiky belt that maybe made sense, like, 30 pounds ago, but now it's like, got somewhere for my hangover to hit, you know?
So you're making a little sculpture on the inside of your gut.
My awning.
You're making little indentations that you can fill up with various dipping sauces and condiments. Hello?
Hey.
I don't know what the hell happened.
I don't know what the hell happened either.
Fuck a Skype.
Fucking Skype.
I know.
I've had it with them dicks.
I know. All right, so, what? Did you have anything else we were going to say about pants?
Lose some weight.
Indentations in your awning to house condiments?
I got to double down on my smoking, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Huh? I don't know, bud. I don't think you fell asleep up there. You've only been up there a few minutes. A little bit more, Dubaru. Little guy's having kind of a hard time adjusting to his new schedule.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like having to get up.
I can relate.
Yeah. Yep. He gets frosty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. Maybe he should take up smoking.
Man, double down on it.
Yeah, so I was booking airline travel.
Yeah, finally.
For
the meat of this matter.
SPX.
Yeah.
I was a little worried. I was scheduled to work that weekend, and from in the summer, the schedule came out at job number two, and was all like, hey, how about these dates? You want to work these dates? And I was like, sure, I'll work all those dates. And then it turns out one of those, couple of those dates was actually the same weekend as SPX, and there's a little bit of a scare that I wouldn't be able to swap them, but I got out of it, and now I can go, providing I can get one day off at my other job, which is almost all but a given.
Speaking of swapping and pregnancy scares, I hear it's going to be a double date in the room there.
Yeah, that's right.
You're dragging your lady friend.
Bringing my lady friend, kicking and screaming.
Yeah, something else.
I'm going to go shack up with Tom and Sarah, eat a crab cake.
Oh, dude.
Yeah?
Sarah's not going to like that.
What do you mean?
Oh, wait, what?
What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you were nicknaming body parts, and that's just fucked.
Oyster bar?
Oh, God.
Clam shack? Well, anyway, so I was booking the airline tickets, and they ask you a preference for foods there. I don't know if they're actually giving us foods, because you know how airlines are these days. You're lucky if you get a peanut. And actually, you can't even have a peanut anymore because someone in the plane might be allergic to it.
That's right.
But, you know, there's no saying I couldn't have peanut-flavored gum already on me. So it's all a bit strange. But, so instead they just give you those gross, like, honey pretzels or something?
What if the pilot had a peanut allergy and you hijacked the plane with the peanut? What?
So anyway, they ask you, you know, like, are you vegan or, you know, all those sort of preferences? Like, what kind of meal do you prefer? Vegetarian, this and that. And one of the choices was bland. And I'm like, who's asking for bland food? Like, I understand if you're low sodium or you're what have you. Like, but that doesn't mean it has to be bland.
No, you know what? Our office lady at work, Shelley.
Yeah,
that is absolutely her food preference is bland. That's
she
really,
doesn't like flavor. She's only interested in sustenance.
Spaghetti sauce too spicy.
Fuck.
Seriously, that's a direct quote. So she likes white rice with maybe some butter on it.
How does? And that's only so that she can choke down the rice.
Can find it.
Get it over with.
What?
Lube it up and eat it faster. Really. Putting butter on rice or noodles, that's only to expedite the process, isn't it?
This really does sound a lot like I'm talking to Ive, and he's a little bit on the moon.
Oh, shit, are you serious?
Yeah, what's going on?
Dude, I don't know. You sound fine.
You got housemates using the internet, I bet.
It's possible.
Mm.
Don't know.
That's the thing with housemates.
Yeah, well, I can hear you fine, so just grin and bear it. Suck it up.
It's going to sound like I'm not listening to you then, because my answers aren't going to correlate. I'm just going to be like, oh, yeah, I totally.
Okay,
no, she did.
Hold on one sec. That fucking Skype ring. Jesus Christ. What a bunch of dicks.
Just a solid square wave.
Oh, God. Why? You can't change it, apparently.
I don't know. Madness.
Mega madness, super badness. It used to work a lot better. Everything used to work a lot better back in the day. Remember
is
when
this
the
song? Are you quoting a song?
What?
I don't know. That sounded very musical.
Well, and write it down. You take that and
everything used to work better back in the nah, fuck.
Take that to the sample bank.
Yeah.
The sperm sample bank, that is. Yeah, so anyway, I think if you only like bland food and it's not a medical requirement, you're just fucked. You're fucked, Ricky.
Oh, yeah. No, I think she has low stomach potency.
So, but the thing is, though, it's like, it's one thing to be like, oh, man, yeah, I have a hard time eating spaghetti because the acid gives me heartburn. Not that it's too spicy and it tastes bad to me, you know? That's two different things, if you ask me.
I guess I don't know which one it is.
And maybe one comes from the other, you know? Maybe you just learn to not like the taste because you associate it with getting heartburn. It's possible. But anyway, I thought that. I mean, and plus, the other thing is that airline food. I hate to be with my wife. Now on the airplane. Have you ever done that?
No, I'm braced. Go ahead.
No, it's not that. It's just, when is the last time you had a really spicy, out there, crazy, wacky airplane meal? Like, it's. I mean, they pretty much just.
Already pretty blanted down, yeah.
Yeah, like it's a ham on a bun. Like, I don't know. Yeah. You know, some chicken with some kind of corn syrup glaze on it. That I don't know. Like, I've never had anything that was like, wow, that is one crazy, wacky meal that I just had on that plane. I can't believe they served that.
I've never had anything on a plane that made me say, I bet this could be blander. You know? I've never had anything that could possibly even be blanded down at all. I mean, everything on a plane tastes like hospital meatloaf.
That's right. I'm always asking for ketchup to put on my oatmeal and stuff.
The ketchup's just clear. Oh. It's just... The ketchup looks like the packets of onions.
Yep. It's like Crystal Pepsi. It's just clear ketchup. That could be the next thing. What do you think? They did try that colored ketchup. I don't think that really caught on.
Oh, God.
This is wrong, really.
I had it one time. The colored ketchup?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had it on some...
And then they had purple or something?
Yeah, I had purple on a severely undercooked bratwurst.
This will cover it up. Oh.
Yeah. No, well, it wasn't like that. It was just... I don't know. I bought it at a place and they served it to me anyway. But I got some really good barfs out of that.
Yeah.
You don't barf purple very often.
Yeah, it's like, okay, like I'm not going to pretend ketchup is some pure, fresh, natural thing. Like the color that ketchup is obviously pretty artificial and, you know.
Yeah, not but tomatoes are red, so.
Yeah, and so that makes the most sense. But to me, it's like when you... Yeah, anything you're putting ketchup on, you need that red because it counterbalances the relish and the mustard and the purple onion and all that kind of stuff. If you don't have that red, it just looks kind of sickly, doesn't it? And your hot dog is just going to look kind of imbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there are people who don't like ketchup at all, and they would, in that case, I guess it doesn't matter what color it is. They're not going to like it.
I can barely taste ketchup.
All your ketchup receptors and your tongue are dead?
Yeah.
You only have five taste senses left now? The ketchup one's dead.
Yeah, ketchup's not there.
Salty, sweet, bitter, tangy, musky, and ketchup. Your musk receptors are working overtime now.
Yeah, totally. Oh, they were starved. So they tried a little too hard.
Good for another 10 years.
But I think ketchup is just glue for onions. That's
fair enough. I enjoy ketchup on certain things. Never on a steak, though.
No,
ketchup
that's
on a steak,
ridiculous.
You should just be shot in the face.
No, I would rather have... yeah.
Like, if your steak needs ketchup, you got problems. You should not be eating
steak. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It's not steak. That's... You're eating possum, or possibly a piece of jacket.
Yeah. Which you should, of course, marinate first, and then you will have a delicious teriyaki.
Yeah. Sleeve. Soaked in Gatorade.
Yeah.
I might try that. Suede soaked in Gatorade.
What about make a jacket out of some jerky? And then you want to make studs on it? You can put some of those little silver cake balls on it, you know? You know those cake decoration things?
Yeah.
Yeah, you put some of those on there and you can have like a studded jerky jacket.
Yeah, I've eaten a few of them in my day.
Really?
Just fucking chomp. Oh, yeah.
I don't like those. I don't really go for sprinkles.
They were candy, you know?
Or Jimmy's, if you will. What's that?
Yeah, no.
Where does that come from?
The Jimmy part of it? I don't know. That's
But who says that? No one says that here. No, I'm positive.
Mr. Burns is like the only person I can think of. I mean,
Mr. Burns?
Yeah.
No, that's a regional thing in some parts of the States. I've heard it before from several people. talking about sprinkles. Jimmy. Sprinkles on a sundae, referring to those as jimmies. I think it means the, like, pill-shaped ones. I could be wrong. Yeah. It could mean any sprinkle, but my understanding is that it refers to the sort of Dr. Mario style. But, yeah, no one here calls it that. And people, I don't know, it's weird how people...
Do you think that Jimmy worked with Mike and Ike?
He was the guy who was left out. He forged his own way and decided to go into the ice cream business.
About to drop this call. Cupcakes, I guess. Pretty sure.
What? Dude, critical error in my blue screen of ADIS. I didn't get a blue screen. I just, I could hear you say, oh, call's going to get dropped. And then sure enough, it did. And then my wireless cut out, and then my computer rebooted itself. Don't know
Holy
why.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I got to fucking look into some shit here. I got to reinstall Windows. I've been meaning to do that for a while. I kept putting it off, but I got to fucking get on that shit. Ugh. Fuck you, computers.
This is just about the worst that Skype has ever sounded.
Right now?
Like, even now, it sounds shitty.
Oh, you sound perfectly good. I mean, you actually sound better than normal right now to me.
Weird.
What's it like in that parallel universe over there that you're in? Who's president
right
now?
Yeah, really.
Who's president? Of Earth.
President?
Yeah, who's president of Earth in your dimension?
I think you mean happiness officiator?
Facilitator.
It's Tracy Ullman, why?
Facilitate him. Sweet, okay. Yeah, it's the same here, except she's a man. Wait, how did I know you meant a woman? It's Tracy the ape here. All right, well, should we just get out of here?
I don't know. Do we got shit done? I mean, is there like...
I've been saving it all and stuff, and we're good. This is technical difficulty Wednesday.
You haven't lost anything?
No, I've been saving it all. But nice. It's in four pieces now because it fucking keeps cutting out.
Yeah.
I think we should cut our losses. Our losslessness. We should cut our flack.
Losslessness.
Cut ourselves some flack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But sure. Or yeah. I mean, do we want to tack an ending on there? Are we saying it right now?
Oh yeah, this is it. You're hot. Oh, you're live right now.
Shit, hot mic.
What do you got to say to your adoring public?
Joe today's fucking chuckles.
Chuckles?
Yeah.
Chocolate?
Are you aware of chuckles?
No. Oh, Joe of the day. Oh, Joe, I thought you said today's show,
today.
And I'm like, today's show is
no,
chuckles?
Day, yeah.
Wasn't that funny? But, oh yeah, Joe of the day today is chuckles, easiest G.I. Joe to dress up as for Halloween. You will require one Hawaiian shirt, one pair of bell bottoms, and a gun holster.
Yep.
Maybe a blonde wig if you feel like it.
Yeah, if you're not already blonde enough.
Yeah. What was his deal? What was he supposed to be? Undercover brother?
Yeah. No, he's
vice cop.
He's supposed to be. He's criminal investigations. He's just a cop.
Why is he in G.I. Joe? The same reason
know.
That Law and Order. Are the other
it says that,
duo that I forgot to mention.
That's right.
Yeah. He's a military police. Well, I guess military police is more military than a cop guy, but I mean still.
Yeah, Chuckles is not even military police. He's
just some cop. He's their I never got
I guess
it.
Secondary is intelligence, so but it says that he got his start in and this is in quotes, hole and corner operations. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but Chuckles was the, when my uncle got Chuckles, we used to play G.I. Joe over at my uncle's house a lot, and, he was 70. No, but Chuckles was,
a 70-year-old uncle.
Yeah. No, he was the most made fun of figure, probably. I mean, he was like the punchline to every play session, you know? I mean, it was, poor Chuckles.
What did he? What? I never had him. What were his accessories? A pistol, briefcase.
What? That's a good question. I could look into that. If you want, I can look into that.
Sure, go for it. Why not?
Oh, well. Okay.
Got all the time in the world.
Really?
No, we got like 5 minutes before this thing breaks again.
Yeah.
Shit.
What the fuck? What's up with that?
I'll hold off maybe until the weekend, just in case my computer fucks up and I can't podcast over the next couple days. So I will wait until Friday to take care of my computing issues. So hopefully we don't interrupt our new season five of the All New Spy vs. Pi podcast, starring Phil.
Yep, the
Brian,
gushing, luscious wave
Tom
of
McCarran, Henry Studios.
A pistol and a shoulder holster. A actual, like, a little rubbery shoulder holster.
Oh, the holster was a separate thing, hey? That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Although, I bet it looked too big on him with the gun in it.
It's green pants, too.
Green pants?
Yeah, green pants.
Maybe it was different in the comics. Probably not.
Yeah, maybe. Another one came out this year. Oh, nice.
Hmm?
There is a new 2007 Chuckles. He's got the same shirt on, but the sleeves are fucking torn off. Yes.
You know, that doesn't make you tough because you're still wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
But
you tear
he's
the sleeves
strong.
off your like military fatigues, you know, that's kind of tough. It's kind of also disrespectful, I think. I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, like a little pop-up.
He looks tougher now. He looks all strong and.
No, gross. Yuck.
Yeah. His hair is hardier. And he has more guns.
Man. Where did they
so,
do?
If anyone wants to send me the 2007 Chuckles, I'm all about it.
It's kind of nice that they did sort of faithfully reproduce his shirt, though. With the starfish and mint leaves.
Holy shit, Louise. You gotta see the close-up of his face, too.
Hmm.
What? This is some
shit. Can I just add that, like, getting a figure and all he comes with is a holster and a pistol, that is a fucking ripoff. If you think about Tunnel Rat, and the huge backpack and the little, like, spotlights and the
huge
machine gun.
They gotta balance it out, man.
I guess it all does work out. Jesus Christ. What is wrong with him?
I don't know.
He looks so good. He's, in the movie version, he'll be played by Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Exactly. If anyone wants to buy me the new 2007 Chuckles and send it to me, I will sell you a link to a Google video of me inserting it in my urethra.
Why is Shipwreck wearing a life preserver? That he has Cutter's body. Why did they give him Cutter's body?
I don't know. Is that the new Shipwreck?
Yeah.
This is fascinating, you guys. This harkens back to the days when Brian Peckman was
to
the show.
I would like to print a retraction from yesterday's issue. It's Harlan W. Moore in Snowjob's name. I was way off.
Shit.
I think whenever I can't remember the initial, I just put an S in there. It sounds Franklin S. Talltree.
Yeah, because the J wouldn't be believable.
No, I don't think anybody had that. Conrad J. Yeah. Hauser. Hector J. Delgado.
So we'll see you cats tomorrow when I will posit
Tomax J. Zamot.
Inquisition. And tomorrow when I say, how comes NPR doesn't make comic books? That's what I'll say.
Or action figures.
Fuck yeah. So that's what will happen.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
That's exactly it.
So if you got a... If you got to take a U day, audience, we're taking an us day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which coincidentally, it's also Hump Day.
If everyone remembers, try to give the Newsome Show a listen there. Couple of stragglers sitting with their dicks in the dirt. So.
Robert said he was converting the rest of the old shows to MP3 yesterday. So, could get some back issues pretty soon.
Splendid.
Robert is also going to be at SPX. I'm going to hang out with him.
Nice.
And Patrick Dean have a table, and they're stayed in the same hotel as us, I believe, so it's going to be party times.
Awesome.
You know that Patrick Dean?
Well, no, not really. I mean, I read his Jive Journal.
His comics? His comics are fantastic. They're so funny. They're some of the funniest comics I've ever read in my entire life. I have several of his big deal mini comics, and they're so good. The first one I got was when I went to San Diego that time a few years back with Ed, and I met up with him, and he gave me a couple issues, and I remember having a huge dump on Jamie's toilet. Well, it wasn't Jamie's toilet, but anyway, at the place Jamie was staying at, having a huge dump, reading those comics, enjoying them, and laughing the diarrhea out. It's the best way. Laughter is the best medicine for diarrhea.
I agree.
Diarrhea is also the best medicine for laughter. So if you find yourself with the giggles, uncontrollable giggles like you do sometimes when you're at the back to school, just try a little tablespoon of diarrhea. That should cure that right
up. That's right. We learned a lot today. You throw charcoal on poison, you fucking sawdust on vomit, cornstarch on milk.
Diarrhea on laughter. Chuckles.
Diarrhea on laughter.
Chuckles.
All right, yep. Throw chuckles on my urethra. Google video. Buy it now.
Buy it, Peters. Heavy Duty carries enough extra firepower to shut down an enemy while his missiles are running. And Heavy Duty doesn't duck for anybody.
Except Shipwreck.
He's licensed to operate the mobile battle bunker, Hammer General.
You need a license for that shit?
I guess. A classical guitarist in his spare time, Heavy Duty sees little difference between playing Bach's two-part invention in D minor and operating his... operating his man-portable heavy weapon system. It's man-portable is hyphenated.
Man-potable.
Exactly. I love that when they're like, this guy drives a tank, but he's also a classical pianist.
Like, right.
So,
wow, he's...
This guy likes to jump out of airplanes, but also he likes to go spelunking.
Wow. All in one afternoon? Just fucking...
At the same time, he just... He into a cave. Alright, I'm gonna get out of here.
Strip arm wrestling? That thing?
Yeah, if you're really good at it, you can just tear the sleeve right off the guy.
Big chuckles. Alright. Thank you there.
Chortles.
See you. Chortles. That would have to be like his pet ocelot or something. He comes with a little rubber ocelot, Chortles.
Chuckles with Chortles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, peace.